Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Morning Brief for Tuesday, February 13th. I'm Luke Vargas for the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. Senate this morning approved a more than $95 billion aid package that would provide support for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies after months of political wrangling. Republicans were sharply divided, with several criticizing the Senate bill for lacking provisions to tighten security at the U.S. border. The bill now heads to the GOP-controlled House, where its fate is uncertain, given the greater power of Ukraine skeptics there and the influence of presidential frontrunner Donald Trump, who recently suggested turning the aid package into a loan. Activist investor Carl Icahn has disclosed a nearly 10% stake in JetBlue Airways and may consider pushing for board representation. The company's shares rose more than 16% after hours yesterday, after Icahn revealed his stake in a filing, saying the airline's shares are undervalued. JetBlue has been losing money, and its operation has faltered in recent years, and it's appointed a new CEO to get the company back on track. The company yesterday said it is always open to constructive dialogue with investors. And Sunday's Super Bowl was the most-watched U.S. television program of all time, with more than 123 million viewers tuning in to see the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers. That beats a previous record set a year ago when just over 115 million viewers watched the Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles. The new record comes at a time when fragmented TV viewership has led to declines in audiences for major events such as the Oscars and Emmys, even as huge viewerships continue to show the value of live sports TV. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day higher, with the Nikkei reaching 38,000 for the first time since 1990, while markets in China and Taiwan remain closed for the Lunar New Year. European stocks are down this morning, while U.S. stock futures are pointing to a lower open ahead of today's report on consumer prices due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.